government's drive to bring cheaper and cleaner energy to the people of Jamaica is far advanced. This with the recent opening of a liquefied natural gas LNG terminal at the Montego Bay port in St. James. The facility is expected to generate more than 200,000 metric tons of LNG annually, which will initially be supplied to the domestic market. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the opening of the new $175 million terminal has positioned Jamaica as a major energy force in the Caribbean. Mr. Holness adds that there is every reason to believe that the introduction of LNG into the country's energy mix could be a real game changer and has the potential to rapidly improve Jamaica's economic fortunes.
I want you to just imagine for a moment the possibilities that will come as a result of a restructured energy environment. Because we know of LNG, we could have our buses using LNG. That saves significantly on our operating costs, reduces our carbon footprint.
The LNG, brought to the island by American company New Fortress Energy, is channeled through pipelines to the Jamaica Public Service JPS's Bogue Power Plant in Montego Bay. The plant, which previously used automotive diesel oil, has been converted to use LNG. It will be the first power-generating station in Jamaica to use liquefied natural gas. Mr. Holness notes that by doing the diversification, Jamaica's energy prices are likely to be attractive going into the future.
So you're going to see investments coming into Jamaica from across the Caribbean and the wider region as a result. So the possibilities are there as a result of the structural adjustment.
Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, says the opening of the LNG terminal comes at an opportune time when the country is continuing the pursuit of alternative fuel sources and creating the architecture for a sustainable energy future.
As Energy Minister, it is my vision for this sector to have a fit-for-purpose energy architecture that can be the cornerstone of a production platform for delivering the economic growth required by our people and our country.
Dr. Wheatley says by the end of 2017, the country would meet its target of 15% renewable energy. He argues that the energy policy and plans will enable the creation of a competitive energy market, the modernization of the nation's power generation, and the diversification of energy sources with a strong emphasis on renewables.
The country has now seen tremendous accomplishments in our energy endeavors. We have the largest wind and solar installations in the English-speaking Caribbean. This project is directly in tandem with our efforts to increase energy efficiency and modernize the energy sector.
In the meantime, Chief Executive Officer of New Fortress Energy, Wes Edens, says Jamaica's move to acquire LNG as an energy option is a giant leap in the country's quest for economic growth. He adds that construction of the LNG terminal and the means of channeling the fuel to the Bogue plant should be viewed as a model for what is going to happen in the Caribbean and the rest of the world. The CEO says Jamaica could not have made a safer bet than going the way of LNG.
Because LNG is indeed cheaper, it's more reliable, it's more environmentally friendly, and it's plentiful.
Mr. Eden says, in addition to the obvious economic benefits, the people of Jamaica will have a cleaner environment in which to live and raise their families.
We're all citizens of Earth. We all want the same things. We want a completely fossil-free future. The LNG from this plant that serves this plant, the LNG that will serve in Old Harbor and probably other places on the island, I think is a great bridge to that.
Just a year ago, New Fortress Energy signed an agreement with JPS to supply LNG for Jamaica's 120-megawatt power plant in Bogue. The commissioning event, dubbed Gas to Jamaica Celebration, was held to mark the milestone of bringing natural gas to the island after multiple attempts over the years.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offense. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.